Literature 2A, The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. Exercise 7.
Please sit down, Mr. Worthing. First of all, I must tell you that you are not on my list of suitable young men for my daughter Gwendolyn to marry. However, I will put your name on the list if you can give good answers to my questions. How old are you?
I'm 29.
In my opinion, that's a very good age to get married. How much money do you earn in a year?
About £8,000.
That is very satisfactory.
I also have a house in the country.
A house in the country? How many bedrooms has it got? Well, we won't worry about that now. I hope you've got a house in London, too.
I've got a house in Belgrave Square.
What number in Belgrave Square?
149.
Oh, dear. That's on the unfashionable side of the street, but we can soon change that.
What can we change? The side of the street or the fashion?
We can change both if necessary. Now, where are your parents living?
I have lost both my parents. Actually, it's more correct to say they lost me when I was a baby. I don't know who my parents are. A very kind old gentleman found me.
Found you? Where exactly did he find you?
In a handbag.
A handbag?
Yes, in a large black handbag.
And where did he find this bag?
At Victoria Station in London.
Found in a bag at a station? That's ridiculous. Well, in that case, Mr. Worthing, I advise you to find some relatives quickly. I suggest you produce at least one parent, either mother or father, as soon as you can.
Well, I don't see how I can possibly do that. But I can show you the handbag. It's at home in my bedroom. I really think that should satisfy you, Lady Bracknell.
You can't possibly imagine that Lord Bracknell and I will let our only daughter marry a man with only a bag as family. Good morning, Mr. Worthing.